Hello, welcome to the Mentoring Minute. Today we are bringing a word titled God's Kingdom. It's a you thing, not a far off thing. So a lot of times we think about God's kingdom as way out there, maybe something that's going to happen later, right? But listen to this. Jesus actually said it's right here, inside you. It's not about keeping an eye out for signs or pointing and saying, hey, look, there it is. Nope, it's a heart thing, you know? Let's read Luke 17, 20 to 21. The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Think about it. Jesus straight up tells us the kingdom isn't some kind of show we're supposed to watch. It's not a look over there kind of deal. Instead, he points right to our insides saying, hey, it's in you. So God's reign, his way of doing things, isn't just some future hope. It's something real and happening in your very being right now. And it's not just his kingdom that's close. That feeling you get sometimes, that sense that there's got to be more than just today, that's eternity kind of whispering in your heart. It's like God put a little piece of forever right inside you, even though we're walking around with our now brains. Consider the following verse from Ecclesiastes 3:11. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set eternity in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Think about that for a second. Just like Jesus said the kingdom is within, Solomon here points out that God has put this sense of timelessness, this knowing that there's something beyond what we can just see and touch, right in our hearts. It's that little tug inside, that feeling that there's more to the story than just what's in front of us, a little hint of forever living right alongside God's kingdom inside us. Now, get this. It's through Jesus that this whole God living in us thing really clicks. When we trust him, he actually makes his home in our hearts. So that awesome, powerful presence of God, it's not across the universe somewhere. It's living in you through your faith. Paul said this, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love. Ephesians 3:17. Paul's words here really tie into that idea of God's kingdom being inside. It's through believing in Jesus that he actually sets up shop in our hearts. It's not just a quick visit. It's a deep and lasting presence that roots us in his love, making our inner self a part of that very kingdom Jesus was talking about. And here's something to really think about. Even folks who don't know God yet, they're still his kids in a way. The very life they have, that breath they're breathing, it all comes from him. There's a part of them that's connected to him, even if they haven't figured it out yet. Paul talked about this in Acts 17. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Acts 17:28. This idea that even people who haven't said yes to God are still his offspring really connects with the thought that the kingdom is within all of us. Paul, when he was talking to those Athenians, pointed out that this basic connection to God is something everyone shares, a little seed of the kingdom that's there, even if it hasn't grown yet. So Jesus tells us to make looking for God's kingdom and his way of doing things our number one thing. But this looking isn't like we're hunting for something we lost out in the world. It's more like tuning into what's already right there inside. And when we do that, when we line up with his goodness, that's what righteousness means, all the other stuff we need just kind of falls into place. Jesus spoke of this righteousness in us in the Gospel of Matthew. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. This command to look first for the kingdom really ties into where it is inside us. Instead of chasing after things out here, what we should really focus on is growing and getting in sync with God's rule inside us and his way of doing what's right. When we make that inner connection to the kingdom our priority, Jesus promises that everything else we need will be given to us. It's like when your inside life is good with God, your outside life starts showing it. And get this, God's kingdom isn't just hanging back, waiting for us to finally get it. It's actually reaching out, connecting with us, wanting to be a part of our lives right now. When we pray and try to live the way things are in heaven, we're basically saying, yeah, God, let your kingdom come and connect with my life here on earth. The word repent means to change your mind. Jesus spoke of adopting this kingdom mentality in direct connection with the kingdom that governs heaven being close at hand. In fact, it is on the inside of us. This is also referred to in the Gospel of Matthew when Jesus said, and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3, verse 2. The fact that the kingdom was at hand, like John the Baptist said, really shows how close it is. It's right here with us. That call to repent, to change how we're thinking and turn towards God, is like an invitation to see and welcome this kingdom that's already nearby, ready to change us from the inside out. This whole idea that God's kingdom is living inside us, it really changes how we see things, doesn't it? It means God isn't some far-off boss, but a real presence in our everyday. That feeling like there's got to be more, that's him. That little sense of connection, even when things feel messy, that's still him. What we need to do is turn inward, look for that kingdom inside, and let it shape how we live out here in the world. It's your turn now. Quiet time. Just take a few minutes to be still and realize God's right there inside you. Heart check. Think about what it means for God's kingdom to be a you thing. How does that change how you look at things? See others differently. Try to see that potential for God's kingdom in everyone you meet, remembering they're his kids in some way. Pray expectantly. When you talk to God, remember you're connecting with a kingdom that's already super close. Stay open. Be willing to let your ideas about God and his kingdom grow, and maybe even change a little. He's always got more to show us. That's the Mentoring Minute for today. Have a great day.